Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
1, 2, 3, I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor, doctor, Mr. MD,
doctor,
now can you tell me?
And welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment, right, Frank? Well, magical engineer Frank's ready, and thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We got a great show lined up here. We are, for the first part of the show, we're going to be talking about this magnetic thing going on with the COVID vaccine, and people who get the shot seem to have some sort of magnetic issues. So we're going to talk about that. And for the second part of the show, we have a special guest. We are going to be talking with a bio pharmacist and biotechnologist and author, Greg McPherson. He's going to be with us all the way from New Zealand, talking about his latest book on the hallmarks, the 9 hallmarks of aging. So we're going to see what he has to say about that. And we have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform. Listen to this nation up in prayer. Seeking the Lord's face. Mind the time, because it grows short in today's devotional. puts us in John 4, where it says, "But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." I'll take it. Yep. So, mind the time it grows short. Seek the Lord's face, because he is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, first up in the quack report, people that are vaccinated with the COVID vaccine become more magnetic over time. We're going to talk more about this for the first part of the show. But researchers from Europe recently conducted some studies looking at this state of magnetism in the people who have gotten vaccinated with the COVID-19. Turns out that getting the vaccine causes the body to become increasingly more magnetic. So we're going to look at that in a little bit. Moving along in the quack report, Big Pharma is pushing for monthly COVID shots. Did you hear about this, Frank? Monthly, you know. Big Pharma is getting ready for the monthly COVID shots for people with chronic health conditions. That's right. British scientists are pushing people that have these lingering health problems to take monthly COVID vaccines to supposedly boost their immune system and clear out any remaining COVID viruses. Right. They say the ideal candidates for routine vaccination already have immunity to the natural infection and even took the initial vaccine protocol, which obviously went against common scientific sense, but the ideal candidates for routine vaccination, they say, are still suffering from chronic health conditions, so they're being talked into the monthly vaccine. What do you think, Frank? Yeah. I think maybe we should buy land, you know, for cemeteries. I think we'd be rich. I know, it's so macabre of me to say. Sorry. Last but not least in the quack report. What, Frank? You can say that again. Well, Oakland, get this, Oakland and Denver zoos are giving COVID-19 vaccines to the animals, the bears, the gorillas, the tigers, the mountain lions. They're all getting the shot. Huh? What? Yeah. Zero Science is backing up that the vaccine works for animals and that animals are a risk if they have COVID that they'll give us the virus. So, hey, but Oakland Zoo, Denver Zoo, they got a donation from Big Pharma of all this vaccine to go ahead and shoot up the animals there. So they're just not going to let that go to waste. See. So according to the CDC, transmission of COVID from zoo animals is possible, but they have no scientific data or clinical trial information, anything whatsoever, to back up that claim. Well, I just pull it out of midair, just make it up. What happened to science? You know, science used to be so observational and, you know, prove it to me kind of people. Now they're just sort of, I don't know, what's the term I'm looking for? Snake oil salesman, I think, is the term I'm looking for. Yeah. Don't get me started, Frank. But anyway, that wraps the quack report. That's all, folks. Oh, I see. Well, Frank is okay. Frank, I'll just never mind. we'll just move on. We're just plowing on through here. We're going to be talking about the vaccine magnetism. It's so electric, let me tell you. A German scientist in Luxembourg, Amar Gucci, conducted a study that included surveys of people who have gotten the COVID inoculation. And this was June 20th, 2021 study. And the study was titled Electromagnetism of Vaccinated Persons in Luxembourg. So the scientists admit that there's been this flood of social media posts of people, you know, saying, hey, they're showing them, you know, sticking a magnet and it's sticking to them. And they're saying, what's happening with the COVID vaccinated? So one scientist describes it as people become visibly electromagnetic following the shot. Well, let's look at this study. They had 200 people living in Luxembourg that they interviewed and surveyed for this study. They had a control group of about 100 people that were unvaccinated compared to 100 people that were vaccinated with COVID-19. So there are equal amounts of men and women in both of these groups. And those that were surveyed were asked to stick a magnet on their shoulder. And if the magnet stuck, they were asked to place the magnet on the opposite shoulder. So when magnet positive effects were present, the subject or the individual was then scanned with a magnetic field tester called the MetTurk MK54. Okay, if anybody's familiar with that. So no surprise that there were zero persons in the unvaccinated group that showed any magnetic attraction. And an interesting outcome is that the vaccinated group is that the magnet stuck to the vaccinated site on one shoulder if the person received first round of a shot of the COVID-19. If they had two shots of the COVID, the magnet stuck on both shoulders. So the vaccinated group varied in which vaccine they received. Seven said they got the Pfizer. Another seven said they got the AstraZeneca. Three said they got injected with one injection of Moderna. Three said they got one injection of the Johnson & Johnson. Six said they got both Pfizer injections. One said they got both AstraZeneca. And one got both Moderna injections. So out of those that were most magnetic, those are the highlights there. So it now appears from the study that the individuals who got vaccinated earlier in the vaccine rollout, guess what? They were more electromagnetic, Frank. Yeah. Than the ones who just recently got vaccinated. So it's been a while, and so now they're showing more magnetic symptoms. So yet the magnet holds better, they said, to the injection site of those who got newly vaccinated. So the magnetic thing worked for the most recently vaccinated better. But the scanner with the magnetic field tester said that your magnetic field was stronger if you had been vaccinated earlier. Isn't that weird? I think that's odd. Now, here's what the study conclusions were saying. Scientists in Germany found the following in the vaccinated individuals. They said the electromagnetic field was stronger overall in the individuals who received the shot earlier. Surveyed individuals at first played along with the research that they were being surveyed about out of curiosity, but when their magnet stuck, on their shoulder, at first they were accepting, but then they got nervous and even shocked about it. Well, it's starting to sink in, you know. Individuals were doubting that the magnet would stick. If it stuck to a metal door, they doubted it would stick to them. They said participants asked for an explanation why the magnet was sticking to them, and then they were told, hey, you better go visit your doctor. Ask that guy that question. Also, participants said they did not want to get the vaccine, but were either intimidated, threatened, or scared into getting it. Most of them, they said, because of employment reasons. What are you saying? It shows that whoever was making more than one magnetic is... you're right, Frank. We're going to get to that in a minute. Okay. They also said participants in the study clearly revealed their dismay on how they felt like now they were a hostage of some kind because they were now magnetic. It's an interesting way of putting it. They said the terms the participants used to describe this ordeal when they found out they were electromagnetic, they used terms like a mistake, madness, loophole, solution, or blackmail. Those were the most common terms used. So the physical signs of the distress that they observed on these participants that found out they were magnetized, I guess is the word. When they discovered they were magnetized, they had dismay. Some of them became pale, white in the face. Some were nervous. A lot of people put hand to forehead, you know, the dread. That's usually a sign of dread. Some cross their arms in unaccepting. And some pinch their bottom lip. Betrayal, usually, or some sort of form of frustration. And then some of them sweated, you know. Yeah. So now the observation of the individual participants that had been vaccinated and learned of the electromagnetic element, what they had a psychologist there watching their reactions, Frank, and the psychologist said all these signs of their reactions were about anxiety, extreme stress, and tension. You think? I think so. Yeah. So the scientists could really not answer the participants who were asking them what caused this magnetic, electromagnetic effect. And they said, it's really up to the government and health authorities to answer that question. Yeah, like, we're going to get answers from that. Yeah. Yeah, Frank, I hang on, honey. he's jumping ahead here. So the scientists really couldn't answer that question. They're telling people, you know, go back to your authorities and ask them. So scientists will now really have to try to find out the true origins as to the cause of the magnetic effect, you know, the nanoparticles, the charge. They're going to have to just confirm all this stuff. And the citizens really need to demand from their government and health authorities to hold an inquiry into the matter, like, that's going to happen, right? You're going to demand the people that caused this to hold an inquiry? Mm-hmm. But here's the thing that my brain goes to, Frank. Here's the thing that my brain goes to, is the complications this gives these poor folks that are now, you know, walking around, you know, magnetized, right? You just have these visions in your head when you learn this. If you were sitting there, and it was you, Frank, you know, you have visions of going to Office Depot, and the paper clips fly off the shelf and stick to you, kind of thing. You know, is that what it's going to be? Not exactly, but people have these thoughts rolling through their head. What does this mean? Well, no one in medicine really knows much about this issue at this point and how to deal with it. It does appear that the longer it has been since the vaccine was given, the more powerful the electromagnetic field is. So the electromagnetic charge nanoparticles must need time to spread, as you suggested, Frank, throughout the body to cause this stronger field. Now, no one in science knows what this complication will do to people, and especially if they have medical devices in their body, like a pacemaker. Nobody seems to know what this is going to do. So it would be a safe assumption, though, that vaccinated people should never get, if you're electromagnetic from this thing, you should never get an MRI, which is a magnetic resonant imaging scan. It's a test. It's an MRI machine. It emits a very strong magnet, and metal inside the body will be affected. So people who have, like, medical device implants, metal rods or plates or replacement hip or knee parts, they have to notify their doctor and the MRI technician before they even have anything like that, because most likely they're going to be told you can't have an MRI. You have to get a CT scan, which is more of an X-ray scan instead. Even in the MRI scan instructions, it said metal may interfere with a magnetic field used to create the MRI image and can cause a safety hazard. So the MRI uses a very strong radio wave technology, as do the security checkpoint scanners at your airports. Therefore, you know, you may be a problem going through those checkpoints if you have some sort of electromagnetic issue in the vaccinated folks. People start thinking about this stuff, and it really changes how they live, and they have a whole new obstacle course of hazards to avoid. You're saying what, Frank? You wonder if an increased magnetic field would be more protective of radiation, as it protects us from the sun. Well, I don't know. You know, that's a good question. I didn't even think of that one. Very good question. But our cells are very much affected by electromagnetic waves, as they've been pointing out. Some people are doing tests on, you know, dirty electricity, cell phones and microwaves and stuff, and that it makes our cells vibrate really quickly together, and it causes a lot of oxidative stress on the cells. So I'm thinking this is not good to have be electromagnetic like this. What do you think, Frank? I don't think it's good. I don't think it's going to help them particularly. So the next question a lot of people are asking, is how do you discharge all this nonsense that's now in your body? Well, what can people do to get rid of radioactive particles and the heavy metals in their body that are turning them into electromagnetic antennas? Well, science will not promote any safe answers to that question. You know that. So I personally, if it were me, can't give medical advice, but if it were me, I would use herbs to pull out those things out of tissues. And yes, herbs can do that. They can pull out radioactive particles, heavy metals, things like that. So if you're interested in learning more about that, I would call the folks at Apothecary Herbs and get some more information from them and their free product catalog. They have a toll-free number at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., dial 828-469-5972. 828-469-5972. And of course, you can visit their website, thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. I would start with bowel cleanse personally. That's the one that's really gonna, because most of your nonsense, debris, toxins, heavy metals, they migrate to the bowel. Okay, that's because the body's trying to eliminate it anyway, but a lot of times they can get lodged in the tissue there. So I would start with a bowel cleanse to pull all that out. And yes, herbs can do that. They can draw and encapsulate so you can get rid of it. So thepowerherbs.com. Hey, take advantage of their summer retro sale. You can save 20% on orders of $50 or more. Use coupon code SUMMER21. Of course, those details are on the homepage. There are some restrictions that apply, and your order has to be $50 or more. And you want to hurry because the sale will end on the 30th. They are in the making of a new catalog over there. So what you currently have on their site and in their catalog currently is 2018 prices. So they haven't jacked up prices in a while. So, but with the new catalog, prices are going to change. So this is a good idea to, you know, get the old price with the discount. Stock up now while you can. And be safe out there, you know, doing what you can with herbs that are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. And God can't lie, right? Right. So thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663. If you're on the website, sign up for their newsletter, their HealthQuest and American Survival newsletter. They go out each week, and they're absolutely free. So you can get more health information there, along with some other information from the folks at Discount Gold and Silver Trading. All right, we got a few minutes before we have a break. And then after the break, we're going to be talking with Greg McPherson, who is our author and biotechnologist. He's the author of Harnessing the 9 Hallmarks of Aging. We're going to talk with him. But before we do that, I did get a call this week. A couple of them. People must have heard the show that we did, Frank, on beets. We heard on beets. So they were asking some more questions about beets. So I thought I'd just kind of reiterate the highlights of beets. Has a lot of benefits, beetroot, a lot of nutrition in beets, especially vitamin C. A lot of your minerals are there. And this is the problem with internal medicine issues is people aren't getting the minerals anymore. So you need magnesium and you need the vitamin C and you need potassium, and all your body has to have these minerals in order to detoxify you and for the metabolism to work properly and to protect you from cancer cells. So if your crops are 50% depleted in minerals, this is why people are chronically ill. So a lot of studies done on beetroot suggesting that if you just juice beets and drink the juice, it will boost your metabolism, get you lots of stamina. So it does help you deal with stress better. It also helps with natural iron, and the blood can hold on to oxygen better to deliver that to your cells. So a lot of people that are oxygen depleted, beets, oh man, beets are a game changer for you. So definitely look into beets. A lot of studies out there in applied journals, London School of Medicine and the Peninsula Medical School published a study February 2008 in the American Heart Association Journal of hypertension. They said beet juice reduces blood pressure. So if you got blood pressure issues, why not tap into that? Also, Germany is big into beets. So lots of studies there. Beetroot extract slows cancerous growths, and so they do promote beets for cancer patients there in Germany. A lot of antioxidants in the beets, a lot of flavonoids, so it reduces oxidative stress. And oxygen, you get more oxygen in the system. It, you know, a lot of diseases can't survive when you got a lot of oxygen in the system. So I'm like, beat it to death with beets. Beat that disease to death with beets. That's what I would do. Now, the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they do include beet in their Body Foundation food mix. Now, this is a powdered mix, all plant-based, organic, and the beets are in there. And it's just wonderful to have that. Throw it in a smoothie, your favorite juice. I like it in lemonade. And it just gives you a lift. You know, and it's enduring. The lift stays with you. It's not like a caffeine where it's kind of fleeting. So, or sugar. So go with the organic nutritional elements that are full of enzymes and vitamins and minerals, and the body responds in a good way. You'll be amazed what you can do with plant nutrition. You can actually change your DNA in 6 days. That's how powerful, food nutrition is. And you have that power. God has blessed us with that. So be wise out there. Use wisdom and discernment, and make sure you get the right nutrition going. I'm a big proponent of whole food nutrition, not isolated stuff, isolated this, isolated that. That's, the body doesn't absorb that the proper way because there's missing nutritional uptake elements with it that you would see chemistry-wise in nature. So go with what God put together. It's you can't reinvent that wheel. You just can't. So thepowerherbs.com gets you some Body Foundation food mix and being empowered out there. I can see by the clock. We're going to take a little break, but we'll be right back with more.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Hey, we're back here on Herb Talk, and we have a special guest. We are in for a treat, ladies and gentlemen. We have with us, all the way from New Zealand, we have Mr. Greg McPherson. He's a pharmacist, a biotechnologist, a cellular health expert, and the author of Harnessing the 9 Hallmarks of Aging to Live Your Healthiest Life. Now, for more than a decade, Greg has been working in the biotechnology sector, especially focusing on the aging process at the cellular level, and this work led him to discover ways to harness the 9 identified scientific hallmarks of aging, which is the premise for his book, and addresses the natural aging process, you know, how you age more favorably, and simple strategies to slow the aging process and build your functional health span. I like that term, Greg, health span. Welcome to the show. It's great to have you.
Thanks, Wendy. Great to be here.
I can see you've been busy, and you have quite the book here. I'm sure it's a very popular book. People want to know how they can stay young and look young and feel young. And you mentioned your PR agent Maureen sent over some wonderful talking points, and also mentioning, you know, cellular stress and things like that, which we've mentioned here on the show, and how people can minimize all that. But so with all your expertise now in pharmacy, how did those insights kind of merge in reversing the aging process?
Yeah, Wendy, like you mentioned, I've spent the last decade in the biotechnology sector, and specifically looking at some of the reasons why we age from a cellular level. I've spent probably 8 of those 10 years focusing on these little things called mitochondria, which are our cellular battery, and just like our iPhone battery, you know, over time it declines. Mitochondria do a pretty good job for us and can last us up to 100 years, 120 years. But, you know, they decline nonetheless, and it has quite an impact on our cells. And then more lately, we're focusing on just the whole cellular reason for aging. So, you know, it's not just our batteries. There's other elements within our cells that decline with age. And what's really exciting is that scientists and researchers out there in the world are starting to solve these problems and starting to see that we can slow the aging process down by modulating some of these mechanisms. And that means that we all get to benefit from that research. And the purpose of the book is really to go, hey, look, there's some really complex research out there, and let's translate it and make it accessible for the rest of us.
Okay, I guess this research may include such things as telomeres and maybe stem cells?
Yeah, you got it. Yep, Wendy, that's right. There's actually nine hallmarks of aging, and this is it really means nine causes of aging, but each hallmark has been discovered and identified, because when you make it worse, it speeds up aging, and when you make it better, it slows the aging process down. So what you mentioned just now, telomeres, is an indicator of the aging process in our cells. Our telomeres are the caps of our chromosomes, or the caps of our DNA, and they shorten each time our cells divide, and also can be shortened by things like stress, like oxidative stress, but also even like the mental stress that we experience. And so by having strategies to slow or extend your telomeres, you're actually putting yourselves in a much more resilient position. And, you know, an example of that perhaps is that, you know, you or I had a twin, and that twin had shorter telomeres than you or I. If they had a heart attack, we both had heart attacks on the same day, the twin with the shorter telomeres would have worse health outcomes. So the message there is, Kieran, look and love your telomeres.
Right. So shorter the telomeres, the worse off you are. Right. Also, so if we're testing DNA, now I just recently test a new puppy we got, because we got a couple of puppies from a litter, and they just look totally different, and I was just wondering about it. So we just did some DNA testing, which revealed some really interesting things about the dog. So if we're doing DNA testing on ourselves, you know, besides all those genetics, how does that, you know, relate to our age? You know, we hear about our chronological age and our birth age. You know, how does that work?
Yeah, so again, some really smart scientists have discovered that we are like a clock on our DNA. So we've got two ages now. One is, as you mentioned, the chronological age, which is just sort of equates to the amount of time we've spent on the planet and how many times it's gone around the sun in doing so. But with this biological age is actually reflecting how old our cells are acting. So, you know, you or I could be, I'm in my early 50s, and chronologically, but I could have a biological age that could range from as much as 70 down to as little as 30. And that biological clock is pretty much determining how well we're aging. And most people are bang on, right, you know, 50 for chronological and 50 for biological. But if you've got a health condition like diabetes or HIV, or you perhaps not got the best diet, or perhaps not exercising as much, it can actually speed up the aging in your cells. So you might be 50 and have your cells aging like they're 70. And just what that means is that you know, we all get, age is the biggest risk for getting health conditions. So if we speed up the age of our cells, then we're just accelerating that risk to get some of those conditions associated with old age. But the beauty of this particular clock is that we can reverse it. So, you know, by doing good things like taking some of the supplements that I mentioned in the book and doing some of the activities I talk about in the book, then we can actually drive back that age. And, that's what's so exciting. We're learning now how to turn back the clock, literally. So in your 50s, you might get to celebrate your 30th birthday again, or even your 40th.
Absolutely. I do believe that, because I've actually answered some online surveys about, you know, your age, and just, you know, this is the question they ask and what you're doing lifestyle-wise. They can kind of give you a picture, you know, if you're older or younger than your chronological age. So, yeah, I do believe that. Everything you put in the body matters, right, Greg?
You bet, Wendy. And what's neat about it is that you can start to measure what's going on. So, you know, one of the challenges with anti-aging therapies, if you will, is that, you know, you've got to do a clinical trial and you've probably got to run it for 80 or 90 years to actually work out whether there's an outcome. But with these DNA measures, these clocks that we've got, we can actually start to see very quickly whether those therapies or treatments or supplements or lifestyle changes are actually affecting that clock. And so it just means that we can, you know, look inside the cells and very quickly measure all the things that we're doing to help us and see if they're working, and if they're not, change things up.
Okay. I know you probably hear this question, because I hear this question a lot. You know, what do you think the reason for the chronic health crisis in America is all about? You know, because we've got heart disease, cancer, diabetes, that kind of thing. My thinking is we have a lack of minerals. So how does this, you know, factor in, you know, cancer, dementia, all these things in the United States? How does that respond? What's that responsible for that you think is causing us? Is it? I know it's part of the aging process sometimes, because I hear this a lot from doctors. Oh, that's just normal, you know, as you get older. I think it's common, but I don't think it's normal.
Yeah, I don't think we need to accept it either, Wendy. And I think to answer that, let's jump in a time machine and go back 100,000 years to what humans were living like back then, because that is, you know, our lifestyles and our diets have only changed significantly in the last 50 to 100 years, even perhaps 30 to 50 years, really. And so if we look back 100,000 years ago, we were doing a couple of things. One, we were exercising a bunch because we had to go and chase down our food, or if we weren't, we were growing it and tending our crops. So we had a more physical existence in terms of exercise and so on. The other thing we were doing is we really struggled hard to find any sugar. What we were eating was quite, you know, perhaps not sugar dense, and in our biology is really well adapted to low sugar. The other thing is we quite regularly go hungry because food might have been a little bit difficult to get a hold of. And I'm sure during periods of human history like we're experiencing now, food was pretty easy to come by. But in ice ages, you might go a couple of days without finding some nutrient and sustenance. And the body actually benefits from being hungry from time to time because it triggers all sorts of nice housekeeping and processes inside our body. So, you know, right now, you know, most of us are pretty fortunate that we don't need to be hungry. There's an abundance of food. Not everybody, of course, but actually by having food available all the time, it's actually not suiting our biology. We need to enjoy food, which does things like help us build muscle and just provides nutrients for our body and the minerals you're talking about. But we also need times when we don't eat, because that just kicks off those housekeeping processes. So if we, and we probably 100,000 years ago, we're also probably having more of a plant-based diet. So all of those things coming together compared to what we're doing now is why potentially that we're seeing this epidemic. And it's not just America, it's all around the world. And then if we look at the blue zones, which are areas in the world, there's five of them, where people have remarkable longevity and remarkable health span, then you see that these people are doing kind of what the, you know, in a modern way, what we were experiencing and doing 100,000 years ago. So we know from clues like that, that, you know, these things are accessible. We don't have to get some of these diseases, or we can defer them. But, you know, it's just, let's like look at our biology and look what we're well adapted to, and perhaps just start to practice that in our day-to-day life. And if we do that, it's an amazing, the effects are quite amazing.
Yeah, you actually hit on a point about fasting, because that is a way you cleanse the body, and it just gives a lot of those other organs we're using every day when we eat food a little vacation. And if we think about it, we have a mini fast, which is a way your body does purge toxins. It's when we don't eat, when we're sleeping. And so when you get up and you have the first meal of the day, it's called breakfast. It means breaking the fast.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And you know, it just doesn't help occasionally to shift that out to lunchtime and just skip the breakfast from time to time. And it's really interesting, because it you know, calorie restriction, which is what we're talking about when we do a little fasting, is actually it was one of the first interventions scientists worked out that actually caused life extension. And if we look at it scientifically, it's actually the body going, well, I don't know when the next bit of food's coming from, so I need to turn on some survival circuits to live a little bit longer, or you know, to ensure that I do, because it doesn't know whether it's the food's coming in an hour or coming in 5 days. So it triggers all these longevity genes and cellular housekeeping processes. And what happens there is the body starts to break down some of the faulty cells that we've got, some of the faulty proteins we've got, gets a little bit of energy from it, but the benefit is it's starting to recycle things, and when we eat again, then everything gets built again nice and shiny and new.
Well, you mentioned sugar. I've often told my audience that, you know, one candy bar will shut off your immune system for about 8 hours, so watch the sugar. So how important do you think it is on a cellular level to avoid sugar? What does that do to the body when you get too much sugar?
It's a great question. I remember I came to America when I was 21 for an internship to go and visit some hospitals and pharmacies in California. And it's one of the flights that I took, I sat next to a doctor, and he said to me, he was reading an article, and he said to me, you know, sugar is going to be the next nicotine. It's the next cigarette. It's just, and this was like 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. And you know, sugar is like, it's just a little as good, and it's the pure energy. But when we have too much and we do it for too long, the body just gets overloaded. It's just not designed for it. It just, it's like, you know, if you imagine having a chocolate cake and it's a beautiful rich one, and it's, and you get halfway through and your body just goes, stop, I can't eat any more. Well, and you feel a bit icky.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you're overdosed on sugar, your cells are just screaming like, you know, stop. And it puts oxidative stress on your cells. It does, it's just simply not good for you. So you get a little short-term benefit from it, and we're all programmed to do it because 100,000 years ago, sugar was, you know, that was a luxury, and it got you through. And but you know, nowadays we just don't need it, and the brain doesn't help us because it wants it. But if you can avoid it, then please do.
Right. Well, how do you feel about honey as opposed to sugar?
Yeah, look, it's a tough one. I think, you know, molecularly, sugar is sugar, and honey is essentially a very sweet, sugary type product. So, you know, I still use a little honey when I have my lemon honey drinks. But I just do it in moderation,
right?
Because there are health benefits with honey as well, of course.
Oh, I know, and I have a family member that likes to drink mead. Man, that's so sweet. Mm-hmm.
It is so sweet.
I wanted to ask you, you're about your book, which is Harnessing the 9 Hallmarks of Aging. So your book covers these 9 hallmarks, but which would you say is the most important one out of all those 9?
Yeah, so the first 3 hallmarks relate to your DNA, and your DNA is, you know, back at pharmacy school, it was pretty much just described as the instruction set for your cells. But over the last 30 years, we've started to understand that it's this dynamic sensing, molecule, which is constantly reading the environment. It's constantly sort of unfurling and helping us manufacture molecules that we need in our cells. And you really want to care and nurture your DNA. It's like you think about a 3D printer, the new technology, and you think about putting that 3D printer into your oven and whacking it up to 300 degrees. That's what your DNA is like. Your DNA is getting damaged from UV and pollution and our diet and then internal oxidative stress. And our DNA breaks 50 to 100,000 times per day per cell, which is an incredible number.
Right.
And we've got amazing repair and maintenance molecules that just constantly monitor our DNA, identify when there's a break that has occurred, get it fixed. And but you know, if you over our lifetime, your DNA starts to decline in function. You know, you just can't keep breaking something and get it repaired, and it always is perfect. So if you just care and nurture your DNA and look after it, and you do that from your 30s, then you're going to look after it. And a great way to think about it is, you know how people put sunscreen on their face, and it's literally the best anti-aging thing you can do for your skin. And so that's actually putting a shield and preventing UV damage to your DNA. And so if you think about how to do that for yourselves, that's by doing exercise. It's about eating well and recycling your DNA. And then there's a new supplement, which in the process of writing the book I discovered, called Tuhoba or Hobamine. And this is a extract from Himalayan buckwheat. It's a remarkable molecule. And what it does is it's almost like sunscreen for your cells and sunscreen for your DNA. It protects it from free radical damage. And it does it in a way which is quite new. It doesn't interfere with healthy free radicals, because we do need healthy free radicals. The body needs them to communicate, and it uses it just generally to have healthy cells. So yeah, number one, look after your DNA.
Right. So, I guess other than the sun, lack of exercise and diet, was there anything else we need to worry about regarding damaging DNA?
I think it's really interesting, but moderating our stress, right? So stress.
Oh,
is,
yeah.
Yeah. So stress in its own right is not bad, right? You know, everybody's got stress in their world, and your biggest problem is always going to be your biggest problem. So really what it's about is developing strategies or learning strategies to moderate that stress. So for some people that's mindfulness, some people it's getting out and active relaxing, surfing, fishing, whatever. But it's really important that if you find that you are not coping with stress, that you take steps and learn ways and strategies to do it, because that stress manifests, and it's weird, but it does, in shorter telomeres, and that affects your health. So being stressed and mentally stressed does impact your body.
Right. I read a report where your food, your diet, if you got a really kind of not so great diet and you go to a clean organic one, it will change your DNA in 6 days.
Yeah.
Yep. And so it's a lot. That's a lot of power that people have that they can exercise just with that. And the other thing that a lot of these people that plan cities and zones and they have all this green space, they realize they just can't have a few trees planted along the streets in your city centers. They have to have lawns and park benches, and people need to go at lunch and decompress in these green space areas, because it affects them physically and emotionally, because it's a lot of concrete stressful.
Yeah, like I couldn't agree more. I experienced that myself in second year at university, and lived in a flat that was just concrete, and I got depressed, and it was like I couldn't quite figure out what was going on, and then I live in a small town, so I got back to my small town and got out and into the wilderness, so to speak, and it sorted itself out. So, I don't know quite how it works, but absolutely, spending some time in nature is so good for you.
Well, since we're in this, you know, age of COVID virus and the vaccines that they're issuing and promoting, what is your take on how vaccines, do you think vaccines damage DNA?
It's a great question, Wendy, and I've looked into it, and I could be wrong, but I'm just based on the mechanism of the vaccine, it shouldn't interfere with your DNA. It certainly, I mean, what it's doing is it's essentially, if we think about how our body makes proteins, the mRNA goes and reads the DNA, gets the code from there, and then it takes it over to the protein manufacturing machinery, and that converts that code into protein. So this vaccine is essentially shortcutting that process and directly coding the protein manufacturing machinery in our cells to manufacture the spike protein. So that in itself shouldn't affect our DNA, but then the immune system then reacts to it, to that protein, as it would if it experienced the virus in the body. But it's really early days. And so what I've got more interested in is actually how do we decrease the effects of the virus on the body. That's where one of the hallmarks of aging is something called cellular senescence. And senescent cells are cells in our bodies that have stopped dividing. And we have them because the body uses that process. If, say, if a cell gets cancer, for example, the DNA slams on the handbrakes and stops that cell dividing again. We've got special specific tumor suppressing proteins in our DNA, and when it recognizes things are going wrong, it puts the handbrake on. Or it could be that the cell stops dividing because it's stopped doing something useful. For example, if we get a wound and we've got some scar healing happening, when that healing stopped, we want to stop the cells from continuing the healing process, so the body again slams on the brakes and stops those cells from dividing. And so what happens with senescent cells is that they're not of use to us anymore, and so they secrete like inflammatory molecules called cytokines, and those molecules attract our immune system to come. It's like sort of waving, the senescent cells waving to the immune system saying, come over here and remove me, which is what the immune system does. But as we get older, the immune system doesn't keep up, and we build up senescent cells. And what researchers have discovered is that the reason older adults are reacting so poorly to COVID is because of the number of senescent cells in their bodies. Mm. And Mayo Clinic is doing research now saying, look, if we remove those senescent cells, what happens? And it turns out in mouse models that when you remove the senescent cells from older mice, that when they're exposed to the virus, they respond the same way as a younger person would to the virus. So you don't get that awful reaction that's putting a lot of people in hospital. Okay. So the next process is to evaluate that in humans, and Mayo Clinic is doing that right now. I'm pretty confident that if we do remove those senescent cells from our body, that this will reduce the risk of COVID and the side effects.
Greg, we got about a minute and a half. Let us, our audience, know how they can find your wonderful book, Harnessing the 9 Hallmarks of Aging. Where can they go get your book?
Thanks, Wendy. So if they visit harnessingthe9hallmarksofaging.com, they'll find it there. The book itself is on Amazon as well, so they can download a copy or get one printed. It's here just as a short summary of the book. It's essentially explaining what's happening to ourselves as we age and giving us strategies in our 30s, 40s, and 50s to just age smarter than previous generations. And in their book, we talk about certain molecules and supplements that are available to us all right now that we can take and just simply age better.
Absolutely. Gracefully aging, right?
You bet.
Awesome. Well, you've been a delightful guest, and don't forget, audience, you can get Harnessing the 9 Hallmarks of Aging at .com or at Amazon and probably some of your other bookstores. Just ask around and go get this book and age gracefully out there. You've been a delightful guest, Greg. I wish you the best of success in your additional pursuits. I know you got probably some on the plate. So I don't want to keep you longer because I know it's a time difference in New Zealand, but thank you for joining us here on Herb Talk Live.
Thanks so much, Wendy. I appreciate talking with you.
All right. Take care now.
Take care.
Bye. All right, Greg, what a great guest. He was very informative, and I hope you guys learned a lot. So don't forget, Apothecary Herbs does have a sale. It's their summer retro sales. You can save 20%. And more details are online at thepowerherbs.com or give them a call at 866-229-3663. All right, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and until next time, I wish you all to be well.